the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
You're very welcome back to The Last Word. Danny McConnell sitting in for Matt Cooper. The answers coming in for the competition are flooding in already. So obviously a very easy answer because we'll be inundated with replies. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor at the Irish Independent, joins me now for our personal finance slot. Charlie, will the opening of the Strait of Hormuz lead to a sharp fall at our petrol and diesel prices at the pump, or is there a longer tail in this?
Well, let's hope, Danny. The price of crude oil is way down in the last few days since the weekend, since Trump has been announcing that there's he's saying there's a deal in prospect to start negotiations, which could lead to longer term stability. Let's hope so. the price, I looked at the price of crude oil, Brent crude, is below 80 euros a barrel, which is way down.
That's a drop of more than 30% then, really, isn't it?
It is. It's more than 30%. You know, but it hit a high of 120. It was briefly very over that at one stage. So, that's way back. And that's really good. If it keeps falling, that will translate into lower prices at the pumps. Of course it will.
Yeah.
Now, of course, there's loads of taxes and levies, and the fuel distributors and retailers would be very quick to tell you, oh, look at crude is only a small part of it. Crude oil price is only a small part of it. There's distribution, there's margin, there's the four or five different levies and taxes, excise duty, VAT, etc. But that should see prices coming down a tick.
It's always the situation, Charlie. They seem to go up very quickly, but come down really slowly.
Yeah, I mean, the old saying is they go up like a rocket, they fall like a feather. It will be slow to fall. I was driving around yesterday, couldn't see a whole lot of evidence of lower prices. I'm still pretty high. I drive a little diesel car. Now, the problem is, if the government, on July the 31st, the big excise duty cuts, the ones that resulted after the protests and the blockades, it was 32 cents taken off diesel, 27 cents taken off petrol. That was put in place until July 31st, so the end of July. If the government decides, okay, we don't need that anymore, that's fine. We said it was temporary. We're lifting that now. We will be left no better off, because what will happen is the crude price will bring down the price at the pump. But if the government puts those duties back on, we'll end up just standing still. Because, if you go on compare with last year, we're still paying about 32 cents more than we were last year for diesel, 27 for petrol. So, it's a difficult one.
And is all of that, is all of that down to the geopolitical turbulence, or is that inflation, or is that gouging, or why is that 30-odd cent increase year on year happening?
Well, it's to do with the crude price, basically, Danny. Yeah, the Competition Consumer Protection Commission had a very quick look again at the retail sector, told us there wasn't price gouging going on, there was competition, that essentially retailers were passing on the cost to them. So I don't think you can blame your garage, but that's not to say that there isn't gouging going on. I think the big oil majors are certainly gouging, and if you look at their profits that they report on a quarterly basis, big huge multinational global companies, they are reporting billions and billions of euro in profits. They are riding the back of this, so there's certainly gouging going on, but who's going to tackle those guys? That would take an international cooperative effort. That's not going to happen. So the BP and these kind of people are making massive profits at the moment. So that's where it's going, really.
You saying that's beyond the purview of good old Dara O'Brien, the energy minister?
I think it is, unfortunately. He would need, it's something the EU should tackle at EU level. And we do hold the presidency soon, as Danny.
Yeah, we do.
He should be pressing for that. Now, he said this morning in an interview with Mary Regan in The Independent, on independent.ie, that he's open to extending these temporary cuts in excise duty. Now, let's hope they do that. I think there'll be so much trouble if they don't extend them. They certainly will have to extend them for a while.
Yeah.
You can see it going beyond the budget. The problem with temporary measures in this country is it's always very hard to get rid of them. And the government know that, but they felt pressurized at the time. But, people are under pressure. We're very heavily dependent on our cars, particularly in rural areas. So
absolutely,
they would want these to continue.
And there's further news, I suppose, that Electric Ireland is due to hit 1.1 million customers with price hikes for electricity and gas from July 1st. What's behind that?
Yeah, no, Electric Ireland did have a price fees in place last autumn and winter, to be fair to them. So, you know, and they're essentially reacting to the fact that wholesale gas prices, which is largely used to generate electricity in this country, have gone up. So they're imposing, you're absolutely right, they're imposing an increase in gas and electricity prices on their 1.1 million customers. Mm. You're also seeing prepaid power have already gone with an increase, and then Uno Energy July the 1st as well. The hope now is if things calm down a bit in the Middle East, and if some of these gas processing facilities can be got back on board, there's some talk that the Qataris may be able to get some of their facilities going faster than expected. That would mean that the others won't follow up with increases with the Bord Gáis and the SSE Electricity's Energy and those guys, because you know they're all watching what's going on. The problem here, what's good for us and what's helping us and what's not helping us, is this hedging that these companies do. They buy wholesale energy in advance, which means there's a few months before it takes effect. So if those hedging arrangements start unwinding and they find they're having to pay more for wholesale gas, they may decide to pass that on in terms of higher prices. But I was talking to Dr. Paul Dean. He's an energy expert in UCC. He reckons, look, the pressure will be off a bit if this deal holds in the Middle East for big electricity increases. He said, look, there could be a few, but there would be less than 10%. Okay. Look, even that would be better than what we were expecting. When this thing broke out, the expectations were we'd have a lot of increases in electricity and gas, but hopefully not so much. The other good thing, Danny, is that home heating oil prices are coming right down. It was costing 1,800 odd in March for 1,000 litres of home heating oil after it spiked, and that was an extra €800 per 1,000 litres. It's down now to about €1,200. According to oilprices.ie. So, you know, that's good at least anyway, because that was a real problem for, you know, 700,000 homes dependent on home heating oil.
Is there any upside, Charlie, potentially for mortgage holders in terms of the deal or the potential of a deal? I mean, is there any chance that the ECB may hold off on an interest rate hike?
You would hope to be less aggressive now because some of the pressure might come off if oil starts flowing again, if wholesale gas prices come down. But unfortunately, Danny, in the last day or two, we've had a number of European Central Bank governors and the chief economist, the Irishman, Philip Lane, and the president, Christine Lagarde, our own central bank governor, Gabriel McLouf, they've all been making the same point. They're worried that that energy now has it's embedded now in the system and it's pushing inflation up. So the energy crisis is leading to higher inflation. That was the uniform message they were making this week. So that does sound like there could be another interest rate rise. We had one last week. So there possibly will go again. Could be July, could be September. But you would hope then that there's only one more and that there isn't another two, which we might have expected earlier in last week, maybe. You know.
Moving on, Charlie, the Consumer Watchdog has launched an investigation into the retail pharmacy sector after identifying issues around pricing, competition and consumers' ability to switch. What's all this about?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I mean, down the years, what used to be called the Competition Authority, it's now the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, has always looked at the pharmacy sector and kept an eye on it. And it sounds like they've got some complaints from consumers about pricing. We have a lot of pharmacies in this country, nearly 2,000, but the prices, you know, there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of people be able to check prices. And as you know yourself, if you go across the border, you can get over-the-counter medicines like, Calpol and aspirin and those kind of things an awful lot cheaper. So they're asking what's going on here. And one of the things that has changed since the CCPC last looked at this, since the competition body last looked at this, is digital prescriptions now. Your GP says to you, what pharmacy do you use? And they email your prescription to that pharmacy. So you can't go and check the other pharmacy. I'm in a relatively small village. There's three pharmacies. But if I say, oh, send it to Life Pharmacy, I don't then go get to it. You know, you don't tend to compare prices. The other thing is they're saying is there's a huge difference in the pricing of some prescription medicines, but you don't you know, they're wondering why there's such huge variations in prices, even though we've quite a lot of pharmacies. And they're also wondering why there's a restriction on over-the-counter medicines. Now, it's a study, and they're asking for a consultation, so people have until July the 9th to make their views known. The Irish Pharmacy Union, for their part, they're saying, look, this is a study, and they acknowledge it, and they'll engage constructively, and they point out that pharmacy probably is the most successful healthcare service that you can get in the country, you know. So I mean, it's an important one, though, because we all have to use pharmacies.
Absolutely.
Charlie, we don't tend to shop around much on it.
We literally have 30 seconds left. But what's this about on post-warning of a possible rise in scam texts?
Yeah, from the 1st of July, any goods you buy from outside EU, particularly China, Britain, there'll be a new €3 customs charge on those, and Onpost will have to collect that. So they're saying, look, the likelihood is here, the scammers will get in on this and start sending new texts saying, oh, click on this link to pay the charge that you owe on this delivery that you're about to take. They seem to be able to hack systems all the time. So Onpost is warning, you know, be very, very careful when this change comes in from July the 1st.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor at the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.